Christmas Eve, Sarajevo, 1224, Carol of the Bells by the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. You don't plan to become a Christmas rock legend. One minute you're just trying to merge while someone in the back of your car yells that they forgot their shoes. Then the music kicks in, bold, dramatic, and cinematic enough to make even traffic feel epic. Suddenly, your turn signal becomes a metronome, your hands tighten on the wheel, and something inside you awakens. Before long, you're completely locked into the greatest imaginary guitar solo the world will never see. Originally a Ukrainian New Year's folk chant called Shedrek, the song welcomed a season of hope and provision. In the early 1900s, it was adapted into the Christmas carol we now know as Carol of the Bells, a hymn proclaiming Christ's love. Decades later, Trans-Siberian Orchestra reimagined that quiet carol into a symphonic rock anthem that is bigger, louder, and meant to be felt as much as heard. Psalm 98, verse 4 says, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth, make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise." Some days that joyful noise sounds like a choir. Other days it sounds like electric guitars cutting through Christmas traffic. Conversation starter. What does it mean to you to make a joyful noise to the Lord?